In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. I was sitting in another priest's office waiting for something the other day, and he said, flip through this book, it's really good. He was right. Excuse me, I don't know why I have a frog in my throat this morning. And one of the things that this book said is that we don't read the lives of saints necessarily to be inspired or to learn things, but we read the lives of the saints as a judgment upon ourselves. That was a pretty heavy thought. We read the lives of the saints as a judgment upon ourselves. And the more I thought about it, the more true it obviously became to me. And then I was thinking about reading Scripture, because we talk about reading Scripture, as we all should do. And we read Scripture to learn how to live our faith. We learn Scripture to become real, literally in contact with the Holy Spirit. We learn Scripture to learn about the history of our faith. But I think also we should read Scripture as a judgment on ourselves. And this morning I want to explain that a bit. And I want to explain it using this morning's gospel reading, a very lengthy gospel reading, one of the longest that we read on any Sunday. Not everybody was here for the accounting of the episode of Jesus with the blind man in John, but it goes something like this. There is a man born blind. The disciples ask Jesus, why was this man born blind? Did he sin or did his parents? And of course Jesus responds, it's so that the glory of God can be manifest in him. Jesus cures the man of his blindness. And then there is this whole series of dialogues where the people who used to see him begging say, hey, what happened? He can see now. And the religious leaders come up to him and go, who did this? He goes, well, Jesus did it. No, he couldn't have done it. No, he did it. And I don't believe you. And then they call in the parents. The parents go, oh yeah, it's our son. And sure enough, he can see. But you have to ask him. Don't ask us, because they were afraid of getting cast out of the synagogue. And then they come back to the blind man, these religious leaders, and they go, well, who did this? He says, I've already told you, Jesus. You want to become his disciple? Don't give me that. We're Moses' disciple. They finally cast him out of the synagogue after all of that. Quite amazing. But it is a wonderful passage for us to use to consider how it is we are living. It's a passage, if you will, for us to use as a judgment on ourselves. First, we know that the truth of the story, the center part of it, is that God uses adversity to manifest his glory. That's why at the very beginning, Jesus says, this was done so that God's glory could be shown. And that's what happens. And that is what happens in the life of every believer. Every struggle, every adversity, every pain, every sorrow is a chance for us to be closer to God. And for his glory to be more and more present in our lives. And sometimes he chooses to heal us, sometimes he doesn't, sometimes that healing takes a long time. But regardless, every time you and I suffer, it's a chance for God's glory to shine out through us into the world. But there are other characters in this gospel reading, and they are worthy of consideration, especially if I'm going to regard Scripture as a judgment on myself. There is this radical change in the blind man that astonishes others. People are around him and they're blown away by it. They don't change anything about their lives, interestingly enough. There's a man born blind who used to beg every day and now he can see. And yet it's not enough to make them want to change their lives and follow Jesus, which is amazing, isn't it? But we see that all the time, don't we? Well, there's who else is in this story? You have people who are uncomfortable with wellness. All these, what's happened? How did you get better? And a lot of people are uncomfortable with wellness because, well, it means they have to get well too. If people around them are getting cured, then they got to get cured too. So maybe the gossip of the village, when he saw the man born blind and now seeing, he goes, well, I couldn't get cured of my gossip if I only went up to Jesus, but I don't want to do that. And then when people get well, it upsets the whole apple cart. The so-called status quo, or the stasis, as they use in technical terms. Now there's this guy you can see again. He got cured by Jesus. What does that do to our whole village? Who's the beggar that we're going to make fun of in the morning? Who are we going to give stuff to? It upsets the whole apple cart. Then there's the people in the story hoping for a different answer. Who healed you? Jesus. No, really, who healed you? Jesus. No, really, who healed you? No, Jesus healed me. No matter how many times they ask the question, the answer is still the same. And then we find out really that the truly blind of this story are not this man born blind, but the people who deny Jesus. The man who healed, the Savior who healed the man born blind. And then in the story there are the people who would rather deny Jesus than lose their social status, or at least risk losing their social status. His parents were that way. Imagine your child's born blind. Imagine praying for that child every day of your life. He is cured, and the best that you can offer up is, I don't know, ask him. He's of age. But that's what happens when we're scared of losing everything because of our Christianity. So if Scripture is a judgment on you and on me, which category do we fall in this morning? Do we look around and see Jesus Christ at work in people's lives and we're just blown away by it and astonished, but we still decide to keep our distance? Are we uncomfortable with the wellness of others? So we see people getting better, does it make us feel like we should run away because we really don't have the courage to get better or the desire? Or maybe their wellness reminds us just how sick we really are. Are we the kind of people that keep asking the question, what do I need to be saved? Follow Jesus. No, really, what do I need to be saved? No, really, follow Jesus. No, tell me, what do I really know? Follow Jesus. That's the answer. Are we embarrassed about our faith? Are we afraid to live our life in public for fear of being ridiculed? I have not watched late night TV in 100 years, thank goodness. But there'll always be somebody on there, they're talking about they're into vegan shakes, or they're into cold stretching or hot stretching. Sometimes you'll have people on there, they'll say, I just got out of recovery, and they get a round of applause, as well they should. That's a beautiful thing. But how often do you see somebody say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I've been a Christian for years now. It's changed my life. It should change yours too. They would never get invited back on that talk show again, perhaps never get invited to a party again, which might be a good thing for them. But the average person could live that way too, embarrassed of their faith. I don't know, should I say a little prayer out of this restaurant or not? I don't know. Should I really tell people I'm a Christian? Well, if we do that, we are following the example of people who came before us, and that is the parents of this morning's gospel reading. But how about this? Do we read this passage from the life of Jesus? And do we say, yes, every time I am in pain, every affliction of mine, every struggle, every sorrow, every difficulty is an opportunity for me to have a radical encounter with the Lord who made me and the Lord who is saving me. And then say to ourselves, and I'm going to let him heal me if he wants to. I'm going to pray for him to heal me. Again, do we see every affliction, every want, every pain, every sorrow, every struggle as a chance to encounter Jesus? Because that's the punchline of the story. And that's our calling. So I think it is true. I think it is true, even though it was originally written about the lives of the saints, I think it is true that every time you and I read Scripture, it's a good chance to take a good, honest, critical look at ourselves. So how are we doing this morning in our Christian walk? Are we seeking out Jesus? Do we want to know him so that he can heal us? Or are we standing around the periphery of what's going on, uncomfortable, embarrassed, afraid, unwilling to embrace the transformational power of the Lord? I can't answer that question for you. You have to look inside your heart just as I have to look inside my heart. Reflect on this morning's gospel reading. And then let Scripture be the judge.